Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And this is a weekly radio show which is designed to uplift and motivate Avon representatives and assist them in taking their business to the next level. I am so pleased to let you know that we have today as our guest a young man who is a social media coach, and his name is Rick Cooper. So I'm going to plug him in so that we can start. And I just want to ask each and every one of you, this is a great time to grab a pen. And so you can take notes. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of golden nuggets that he's going to share with us. So let's put him on. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, Pat.
Oh, thank you for being a part of the show. And we're so excited. You know, the emails have been going out, and it's been on Facebook, and the text is going out. So we're looking to have a wonderful show with you. So I'm not going to take any more from the show. We'll just jump right in and get started. But so first, tell a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm passionate about working with small business owners to help them grow their business online. I started my own business back in 2003, and in addition to helping clients with social media, I also work a lot with online marketing strategies to build your business. And I think, when I think about social media and think about ways that you can use it, what's exciting to me is just the sheer number of people that you can reach through social media. I've used social media throughout my whole business to be able to reach people and develop relationships. And whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or different sites, they all give you an opportunity to develop relationships, meet new people, communicate with them, and lead them to a next step in working with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. So as you know, everybody who's listening to this show are a Avon representative, and many of us are a little unsure of how to use social media. And when we say social media, we're talking about Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and so forth and so on. We're not quite sure how to use it effectively to grow our business as an Avon representative, whether it's trying to get clients or trying to just recruit people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have two different purposes there, one of finding customers and then another of finding business builders. And, some people may be interested in the product, some people may be interested in the business opportunity. And as you're reaching out and connecting with people, first of all, with social media, it's kind of like going to a networking event. So if you're out on Facebook, it's kind of like going to a networking event where you're meeting new people for the first time. And so it's probably not appropriate necessarily for you to spend all your time just explaining about your business. You're just trying to make a connection, learn a little bit about the other person, and have the means to be able to follow up over time. And so as you're reaching people on social media, you have to approach it the same way, is that you're first just trying to reach people, connect with them, and you want to come across as a helpful person, an interesting person, but not somebody who's going to, spam them over time with too much information about business. Now, you do have different ways to communicate through social media. Facebook gives you both a personal page and then also a business page. Twitter, you just have one profile where you can connect with people. LinkedIn, a little bit different. You have your LinkedIn profile. You can go out to the homepage and post messages to communicate, and you also have LinkedIn groups. So we'll get into some of those strategies as we go through the show today and talk about some ways to do that. But I want you to just get started and think about how you can find new people that you can connect with and just work on building your network over time, one person at a time.
So that sounds very interesting to try to build our network one person at a time. But, you know, some people who may be listening to this call may be very, very basic. So, you know, if someone wants to accept friendship on Facebook, what can they do to connect with them and to stay in touch with them?
Good question. So on Facebook in particular, you can initiate a new friend request to somebody. So if you, let's say that you were in a Facebook group and you were looking through the member list and you came across somebody, you could click a button and then add them as a friend. On the other hand, you also have people who are seeking you out and want to connect with you as well. And so on Facebook, in the upper right-hand corner, you would see a list. And I'm talking about, like, if you're just on your computer, in the upper right-hand corner, you'd see a button for friend requests, and you could click there and see who's trying to add you as a friend. Now, you don't have to approve every single request that comes through, so it's up to you to figure out whether to add them or not. There are people who are on social media who are, let's just say, they don't have the best of intentions, and so you have to be careful about spammers and also scammers. And one of the things to look at, one of the criteria to look at, is how many friends do you have in common? How many mutual friends? And that's going to depend in part in how many people that you are connected to on Facebook to start with. If it's only 100, you might have like one or two mutual friends. Right now I have over 4,000 friends on Facebook. So oftentimes, you know, I'll see where I have 50 mutual friends. So that gives me a comfort level that other people trust this person, they've connected to them, and that I should be able to also. But so the more people that you have in common, generally, the more they can probably be trusted. But I always go through to their page. I see what they're posting. I go to the click on the About page, and I look to see other information or details about them. What information can I find about this person before I click to add them as a friend? Now, once you've added somebody as a friend, if for whatever reason you don't like seeing what they're posting, you can always later unfriend them. You can remove them as a friend. If you have people who are bothering you, you can also block them on Facebook. So if somebody is sending you private messages that aren't appropriate, then you could click and you could block them so that you no longer see their profile or their messages and they no longer see you as well. So don't be afraid of using these tools if necessary. Social media is a very powerful tool. You can build a lot of great relationships, but also there are people who you have to watch out for and just be careful of.
In terms of promoting your business on Facebook or Twitter, what would be the best way of doing that so you don't look like you're always constantly advertising for business?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Well, first of all, on Facebook, there is a difference between what you post on your personal page and what you post on your business page. So Facebook allows you to create a business page, and you can actually create multiple pages if you want to, but I would just recommend starting off with one. And the business page really is where you should be promoting details about your business. You can post some things on your personal page, but you really have to be careful. Over time, Facebook is... putting controls in place that limit what you can do. And if they find, personal pages on Facebook where people are promoting their business too much, they're literally converting those personal profiles into business pages. And that's not a good thing because all of those people that you had as friends, suddenly they're no longer friends, they're likes on a page. And friends are much more valuable than having a like on a business page. You can send a private message to a friend. You can invite a friend to an event, but you can't do either one of those things with just a like on a page. So generally the rule of thumb that I use when posting out on a business page is the 80-20 rule of social media, which is that 80% of your posts on your page should be informational and only 20% should be promotional. So that's a good rule of thumb when you're posting on your business page. What that means is sharing things like tips, strategies, techniques, quotes. It could be if you find somebody's blog, if you find a great post there, you could share that, or you find an article in a magazine or news. It could be something where you find something informational on the Avon site, you could share that. Promotional is where you're sharing something that's more business related, something where you might be announcing a new product. And so you show an image of the product, you have a link back out to your website, something like that. Could also be inviting people to an event. So if you have a local event, a home party or something else like that that you want to invite people to, or if Avon is having a bigger meeting or something like that that you wanted to invite people to, you could share that as well. But again, 80% of your posts, or roughly 4 out of 5, should be informational, and 1 out of 5, your 20%, should be promotional.
Okay, so okay, that's pretty good, and I think everyone who is listening is pretty clear about that. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I would ask you is if should a lot of us have a personal page, would you suggest that we also have a regular page as well? Like for example, myself, I have my personal page, which is Patricia Diane McDowell, but then I also have an Avon page for my business. Do you suggest that we do, or we think we should put them all together, or we should not mix the two?
Yeah, you should definitely have separate pages for it. I mean, typically I would recommend just having one Facebook account overall. You know, go in and set up one account, and then you would have your personal page where you're connected with friends, and then you have a business page where you have likes. Some people set up a separate Facebook account entirely because they might want to have Facebook for just their friends and family, and they might want to have Facebook for business. To me, it complicates things. I just have one Facebook account overall, and so the friends that I have on Facebook include friends, family, and also business associates and prospects and everything else. So everything is, you know, mixed together into one account. You can get by with doing that for one reason, because Facebook allows you, when you post on your personal page, you can actually filter for a specific audience. Facebook allows you to create what are called friend lists. And so you can add people to a specific friend list. Like if you just share with your friends, that's kind of one example of a larger friend list. That's all of your friends. But you can also set up smaller lists. So if you had people that were just prospects for your Avon business, you could set up a list for that. You could have one just for family. You could have one just for friends. And then you could post a message onto your personal page and then just share that message just with family, for instance. And that way you're limiting who sees that information. So that's one way you can get around from having to set up two different accounts. Because if you have two different accounts, then you're constantly having to log in one account, log out of another one. It just, you know, becomes complicated over time. And I like to try to keep things as simple as possible. And again, on your personal page, you want to be careful about sharing too much information about your business. But let me give you one thing that you can do. If you have a business page and you've posted something about your Avon business there, then you could click on the button to share, and then you could share it over onto your personal page. And so that's one way of getting around that, because Facebook kind of looks at it differently if you're sharing it versus if you're just posting it originally onto your personal page.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Ultimately, here's what Facebook wants for businesses to do. Facebook wants you to pay for advertisements. That's their business model, is to get small businesses and companies to pay for advertisements. And so if you're promoting your business too much on your personal page, then you're really bypassing their opportunity to create revenue, and they're not happy about that. So if they discover that you're posting too much about your business on your personal page, they'll just convert it over to a business page. And even on your business page, the challenge there is that when you post there, there's not a whole lot of people that see it. It's one of the challenges with social media, and especially with Facebook, is that when you post a message, it kind of goes out there among all the other posts, and you know, there's a very small audience that actually will see your message. So even if you have 1,000 friends, maybe only 100 friends actually see that message, and then maybe only 10 people respond to it or less. And so you have to be posting on a consistent basis over time. In fact, one of the strategies we'll talk about a little bit later are techniques that you can use where you can post messages, get people to engage with you, and that will cause your messages to be seen more frequently in the news feed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. When posted, one more question about your personal page. And I know that you can have, like, a page, or you could have a group. So as an Avon representative who's trying to set up, you know, the business site business page, with their Avon, should they go with the page versus the group, or what's the difference between the two?
Good question. So Facebook pages are different than Facebook groups. I would recommend that you start at least with a Facebook page because that represents your business. Now, you may be limited. Companies like Avon, sometimes they restrict you from being able to use the Avon name in a business. You always want to check the rules or check with other people to make sure that you could use the name in there. Otherwise, you might have to say something like, Patricia McDowell, cosmetics and skincare professional or something like that. You know, come up with something that would describe the name of that page without having to use the name Avon in there. So just check on that. And then the difference between a Facebook page and a group is where you can add members, or members can join the group, and then it's a kind of a close-knit community where people can communicate among each other. So on a Facebook page, you have more control in the sense that you're the one that posts messages to the page. If somebody else goes to your page and posts a message, it shows up in a little box on the page. Whereas in a group, it creates much more interaction because each of the individuals or the members of that group can post a message in there. And so think of a group more as a community. Like, you might want to start a group for people who want to, improve their skin or something like that. So it could be, clean skin community or something like that. Come up with some kind of a unique name or something like that that gets people connected to the value of what it is that you're offering. And so the people that would be in that group, what you'd want to do is you would set some rules around it because you're the administrator or the moderator for the group. So you could say, don't spam the group with messages about your business, share information or insights in there. So it kind of opens everybody up in the group to be able to share information and resources in addition to you. Now, you do have some things that you can do in the group, like you can create an event in the group, and then you can invite members of the group to it. So if you're doing events, whether it be like for you, Pat, you have your radio show. So you could set up a Facebook group, and then you could go in and you could create an event for the radio show each week and then invite people to that event. And that's very powerful because that sends out a notification to everybody in that group to let them know about it, and they can click to indicate whether they are going to join that event and participate. In addition to that, you can also add a pinned post to a group. A pinned post is a post that appears at the top of the group so that when somebody goes to the page, they see that message, and that message will basically stay up there until you replace it with something else. So that can be helpful because, normally you'd have everybody else's post showing up as they show up, but you might want to have a post there that announces some kind of, special event, or maybe you have a new product out that you want to share or something else like that. So you can kind of take control at the very top. Everybody who going into the group would see that pinned post. You're welcome.
So I think I covered and asked the questions about Facebook. Let's talk a little bit about LinkedIn. How does LinkedIn differ from Facebook for those who are thinking about doing one or the other or both?
Good question. So LinkedIn is more of a business professional group, and some of the people that you'll find on LinkedIn that you probably won't find on Facebook are more like CEOs and executives of companies, but you do find a lot of business owners and others there. LinkedIn is also used by people looking for a job, so you will see people in various professions out on LinkedIn with their profiles. So it's a different type of conversation. Like if you just go to Facebook and then scroll down the news feed, you're probably going to see a lot of pictures. You're going to see a lot of videos. You might see some blog posts. And you just see a lot of people having conversations about different things. So it's very social. On LinkedIn, the topics are more related to business. And so part of the way that LinkedIn has conversations around business are they have articles that appear in their LinkedIn news. And you can go there and read what people are posting and what articles they're sharing, and people interact on those. LinkedIn, like Facebook, also has groups. So there are various groups for different professions. What you would want to look for are which groups would lead you to your ideal customers, your ideal customers for your Avon business. And so, the more clearly that you can identify who you're looking for – You know, maybe it's women, maybe it's men, maybe it is people of a certain age, maybe it's people in a certain geographic area. Then you can start searching for groups that would lead you to your ideal customers or even business builders from that standpoint. You can post messages on LinkedIn that other people can see, kind of like a like on Facebook's newsfeed. You go to the home page, there's a an option there, a box where you can type a message, and then it will appear to the different people on LinkedIn that are connected to you. But you can also send private messages too, and we haven't talked about that thus far, but private messages are a great way to reach out and connect with people individually and build relationships, because on social media, it's not just enough to post messages out on your personal page or go out to somebody else's Facebook page or a group and connect. At some point, you want to develop the relationship one-on-one. And so on Facebook and on LinkedIn, you can send a private message. And like in the case of LinkedIn, those messages will go out to people through email. So even if you don't have somebody's email address, you could actually reach them through LinkedIn. And that goes out to their email inbox, and they can read that message and respond back to you. In general, I recommend as you're working to send out a message to somebody for the first time, keep the messages brief and end with a question. Look for ways, so you want to create a dialogue with people. You want to have a message going back and forth with them. And so if you are looking for people to reach out with, if you're looking for people to connect to, if you're looking for people that you want to start a friendship with that will lead to business, then keep those messages short, end with questions, and then be sure you follow up over time. Part of what's helpful in social media marketing is to be systematic. It's being organized. So just as in your Avon business, if you were going to pick up the phone and start calling people, you would probably want to be organized, and you want to have a list of people that you'd want to call. And you'd want to know what your message is when you're talking, when you reach somebody over the phone, or if you get voicemail, you'd not want to know what to say. Same thing on social media. You have to be organized. You have to make a list of all your friends, go through, decide how often to contact them. What I like to recommend is pick a number of people that you want to send a private message to every day. You might want to send out 5 private messages a day or 10 private messages. But that's going to help to drive your activity. That's going to get you into action to reach out to people personally and contact them. And that activity over time is what's going to lead them to respond back to you. It also helps to create more visibility and cause them to want to, you know, follow up with you. Because, for instance, if you were going to pick up the phone and call somebody, if you sent them a private message on Facebook a couple days before, they would be thinking about you. They would get your message. They'd see it. They might respond back to you. And then you pick up the phone and call them, you've already been on their mind. Versus if you're just picking up the call and reaching out to them and they hadn't been thinking about you and they can't even remember who you were.
I have one quick question before I go on. This is like a personal question, but what does it mean when somebody endorses you in LinkedIn?
Good question. So on LinkedIn, you have 2 different ways where people can acknowledge you and your expertise or your skills. One is through endorsements. Another one is through recommendations. Recommendations are more like a testimonial where somebody writes something personal about you. Endorsements are where somebody just has to basically click on a button to acknowledge you for a specific skill. So to make this effective, Facebook allows you to add up to 50 different skills onto your LinkedIn profile. So what you would want to think is anything that you can add either business-wise or personally about you that other people would know about you that you'd want to be endorsed on. So, you know, something simple might be cosmetics, skincare, you know, health and wellness. Think about all the different types of terms that would relate to your skills or how you help people or the ways that you serve them, and even some others that just might be related to you on a personal basis. And then add those skills in the LinkedIn. And then whenever people go out to your profile, and oftentimes it will prompt them right there at the top of the page to endorse you on a specific skill, or they can scroll down and see your skills and then click on a button to endorse you. You could also be proactive and reach out to people and ask them to endorse you. For instance, you could send people a private message on LinkedIn and you could say something like, And the best way to do this is where you offer to do that for them first. You could say something like, I was reading your LinkedIn profile today and saw you had some great skills there. Is there one specific skill that you would like me to endorse you on? Oh, and by the way, if you visit my profile, please endorse me on skincare, and then include a link to your LinkedIn profile. So that starts the conversation. It gets them engaged. It lets them know that you're willing to help them if they respond back, and it also gives them a call to action to go out to your page and endorse you on a specific skill.
Thank you for that. So it seems to me LinkedIn is more like more of a community, and Facebook is more social. So let's talk a little bit about Twitter. What's the difference between Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn?
Sure. Well, first of all, on Facebook and LinkedIn, you have to submit a request to be connected to the other person, and they have to approve it. On Twitter, it's a little bit different. You just go and you follow someone. For this reason, it's made Twitter extremely popular, especially with celebrities, because it doesn't require them to have to approve a bunch of requests. All people have to do is go and follow them. And so that's why you've seen, you know, people like Oprah and others get millions and, you know, hundreds of millions of followers on Twitter, just because people have to go out to their page and click on a button that says follow, and now they're following them. Now, for everybody else, it takes some work to get people to follow you. And so one of the ways that you can get more followers is by simply following people. When you go follow somebody, then they're much more likely to follow you, because it kind of, you know, gets on their radar. Oh, here's this person. They're following me. Let me go check out their page. Okay, I'll follow them. And generally, you know, probably about 1 out of 4 people are going to follow you back. So it does take some effort over time to follow people. If you have people that aren't engaging with you or communicating with you at all, you can unfollow them and then follow somebody else. You do have limits on how many people that you can follow, and so it takes a while to really build up, you know, a Twitter following over time. In fact, if you want to connect with me out on Twitter, you can visit my page at twitter.com/Rick Cooper, twitter.com/Rick Cooper. I have 24,000 followers on Twitter right now. It's taken some time to work on building that over the years. But you know what? I've gained those followers one at a time. And by the way, let me give you a little tip here for any kind of social media marketing, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. The more typically that you post over time, the more opportunities you create for other people to connect with you, to engage with you, and interact with you. You can post a lot more on Twitter than you can, say, on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you're posting too much on Facebook, then you tend to drive people away. But on Twitter, just because of the sheer number of messages that there are, you can, you know, post more messages. Of course, posting more messages also means more work. So one of the things that you can do typically any kind of social media is you can share what other people are doing. So if you are not feeling particularly original in coming up with something new to share, you know, look for things that you can share from other people. And a lot of people do that on Twitter. They will just simply go to other people's pages, see what they're posting. When they find something good, they'll share it onto their own page. And so you have content which is being shared out there, and it gets people connected to you, and they can interact with you as well.
Okay, so for those who listen who and who's overwhelmed, would you suggest that first they start with Facebook, then once they master that, then go to Twitter, and then finally with the LinkedIn?
I think Facebook is a good place to start. One of the reasons is it's a lot easier to have conversations on Facebook. Facebook allows more space to be able to put messages in. You can use about 5,000 characters, which you don't need to put that much. But, you know, you could easily put, you know, 2 or 3 paragraphs of information pretty easily. On Twitter, you are limited to messages of 140 characters. That's about 1 to 2 sentences. That's not a whole lot. So it actually is tougher to try to shorten your message and keep it short for a tweet on Twitter than it is to just, you know, be able to write out a decent length message out on Facebook. It's also easier for you to see communications back and forth. Like you post something to your page, somebody else adds a comment, or somebody else likes your page. It's easy to see that. On Twitter, it takes a little bit of work to figure out who's connecting with you and who's responded to your messages. And so I think Twitter, you know, would be for more advanced users who on social media who've had a chance to kind of master the basics of Facebook and develop relationships. But there comes a point where there's a value of having profiles on different sites. So you don't want to wait too long. Don't expect to just master every single site before you move on to another one. And I'll give you an example here. If you are trying to connect with people on LinkedIn, and you know, again, if you're trying to go and add people, oftentimes they might not approve your request. But what you'll find on LinkedIn is that if you look in their contact information, oftentimes it includes a link out to their Twitter account. And so what I will often do is I'll click, go out to their Twitter account, I'll follow them, I'll favorite something that they've posted, and now I'm creating visibility. They have visibility to that because they can see that, oh, this Rick Cooper is now following me. Oh, Rick Cooper has favorited something that I posted. And then after I've had some interaction with him over time, then I might go and add them on LinkedIn. So you can create interaction across multiple social media networks with people.
Hashtag, should we use them, and or how effective are they?
Good question. So a hashtag is where you put the symbol pound sign in front of a word. And what that does is it turns that word into a hyperlink. And when somebody clicks on that hyperlink, it turns into a search. And that will bring up a box, and it will search for anybody else who's posting with that particular hashtag. The reason this is important, for instance, on Facebook, if you use a hashtag, like I might put something out there, I might post a message on my business page, and I'll put pound sign social media. That means that anybody else who clicks on that hashtag elsewhere on Facebook and they search through the list, they're going to see my post. They may not be my friend. They might be on the other part of the world or the country, but they're going to see my post simply because I included a hashtag in there. It's a way of creating more visibility. It's a way of getting in front of people that you're not already connected to. It's a way of attracting people to you online. And so hashtags are good. I don't recommend that you go overboard. Sometimes I see where people put like 30 different hashtags in a single post. I think that's a little bit excessive. I think a good number would be like 3 hashtags. That allows you kind of 3 opportunities to, you know, to be found through other searches. Now, also keep in mind, it works both ways. If you post with the hashtag and somebody clicks on your hashtag in your post, it will also show them other people. So it could lead the people who are your friends on Facebook to your competitors. That's just something to be aware of. But it's kind of a double-edged sword. It helps, but it might also hurt at the same time. But it still is valuable to do.
Is there a better time to post on social media, day, night, in between, weekdays, weekends?
Good question. First of all, you want to consider who your audience is. So, you know, like if you're on the East Coast, for instance, are most of your friends also on the East Coast? Or do you have a split audience? Do you have maybe 50% on the East Coast, 50% on the West Coast, or kind of spread throughout the country? So when you post a message, that goes out there immediately. You want to think about when that's reaching people from different time zones. A good time to post messages is when people will see them and engage with them. And if it's on Facebook, for instance, the way that most people see posts is they see it in their news feed. Whether they're on their computer or whether they're on a mobile device, most people will see your post by going to the news feed and then scrolling down and seeing what everybody's posting. And so they might see your post, and then as a response to that, they might click on the like button or they might add a comment. I think one of the best times of day to post is in the afternoons and in the early evenings. And the reason is during the early part of the day, oftentimes people are kind of doing, you know, they're heavily into their business. They're really focused, working on activities, getting things done. Some people are in jobs, and so they may not be likely to see a message. But if you're posting in the afternoon or the evening, that's much more likely to be seen by people and then get people to respond to it. And what happens is that if you have a message that people quickly respond to, then it's more likely to be seen in the newsfeed. It's kind of like, you know, it's like a snowball picking up momentum going down a hill. And the more snow it picks up, the more momentum it picks up. And so with a Facebook post, the more likes you get, the more comments, the more sharing, then the longer that post is going to stay out in the newsfeed, the more people will jump in. I get a lot of interaction on my posts. One of the reasons is because of the number of people that I have as friends. So typically, the more friends you have on Facebook, the more interaction you're going to get. But I also get interaction because I consistently post messages that people interact with. And so there's a value to consistency over time on social media. If you are posting on a regular basis for 3 days and then you disappear for 2 weeks and come back, then you're going to have lost whatever momentum that you build up. There's a momentum that gets built up over time because Facebook is constantly paying attention to who's interacting with who. And what, you know, people will generally see more of your posts in their newsfeed if they are interacting with you. And so the more people interact, the more they see, the more they interact, the more they see, the more interact, the more they see. If you just disappear off the map for a couple of weeks and then come back, you're going to lose whatever kind of momentum, whatever kind of engagement that you had with other people. So engagement is very critical on Facebook. Not so much on Twitter and LinkedIn, but definitely on Facebook.
Well, thank you so much for that. We're just about out of time, and I think that you have a program that you like to offer those
yes.
who are listening.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Sure. For those of you who would like to learn how to leverage social media, I have a 4-week training program that will take you through teaching you all about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. The program is available as a series of 4 webinars, which are coming up in October. Plus, you'll also get instant access to the recorded content. So you'll be able to go out and watch videos online and be able to watch each one of those videos immediately. But let me give you the dates for the program. It's coming up in October. It's on October 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. It's on Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time. You'll also receive a couple additional bonuses in the program. You'll receive access to a webinar video that I recorded with Eric Laufholm, who's a master sales trainer. We did a video on scripting techniques, which is all about how to write effective messages, what to post out on social media that will get people interacting and engaging with you. In addition to that, you'll also receive access to 3 insightful videos on how to increase your visibility online. So there are 3 short videos. One is on Facebook tips to get more friends. Another one is on Twitter tips to get more followers. And the third is on how to get more viewers on YouTube. The total value of the program is $930, but I have a special offer that's available for you today. You can sign up for the program for just $47. Let me give you the website where you can go to. Just go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. That's socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. Go there now and register for the program. Now, in addition to that, the program does include a 100% money-back guarantee. Try the program for 30 days. If you're not satisfied for any reason, we'll refund your tuition 100%. In addition to that, I have another bonus that's available to anyone who's listening in today that signs up. If you register for the program, you'll be able to receive a 30-minute one-on-one coaching session with me. That's an opportunity for you to talk about, for us to talk about your business and talk about ways that you can use social media to be able to find more customers online. In addition to that, I have a second bonus, which is that when you register for the program, you'll also be able to come back and attend the program live anytime I offer it in the future. And I do offer the program several times per year. And social media changes all the time, so there's a big benefit in being able to come back in the future, you know, as you're learning these techniques and strategies and then learn, you know, what's changed, what's new, and how you can take advantage of it. So again, the website address is socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. And let me give you my contact information if you want to reach me. You can reach me by phone at 916-248-5440, 916-248-5440, or you can reach me by email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. I encourage you to sign up for the program, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you so much. You are a wealth of information, and I'm sure that so many of us are going to sign up for your program. So they can either sign up today or tomorrow if that's okay, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And I also want to give a shout out to Gia Clark, who connected with me with you. I want to thank her for the opportunity to be on the show, and to you as well.
Thank you again, and I'll be talking to you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. And for those who will listen to the show, you know, if you missed anything, as always, you can go back to the link that was sent to you, and you can go back and re-listen to the broadcast. So if you know someone who really wanted to be a part of this broadcast, share that link with them. They too can go back and listen to the show. Okay, so with that, everyone, you have like 2 days to get your orders in, and if you haven't done so already, and make it happen. I wish everybody well. And also, if you haven't done so already, sign up for the season, the Christmas show that they have for Ava. I can't even think of the name. Okay, with that, everyone, have a good evening.